The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Baxter of Hancock, following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Representative Bowden of Warren.
Let's bow together in prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you and we honor you today as creator, provider, sustainer. We honor you as one who sent your son to make a way for our salvation and redemption. And Lord, we come before you and we acknowledge with our forefathers that you are the hand of divine providence that leads and guides and directs even in civil government. So Lord, we look to you for the wisdom we need here in these chambers today. Lord, in these chambers next week, the following week, as we look to wrap up this session. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We pray that you would shine down upon us with your divine smile. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill 577, bill for an act relating to certification of non-viable birth.
Okay, that's it. First reading of the bills. It is now ready for commitment or amendment. And we referred to the Committee on the Ways and Means and placed on the calendar. Okay. Are there any other announcements to come before this body? The Chair recognizes Representative Ingalls from Fayette.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I have some Girl Scouts from my district here to visit the Capitol, and I would like to introduce them. June Ba, Aaliyah Bentming, Peyton Hahn, Emma Nielsen, and their leaders Lisa Ba and Christy Nielsen. Would you help me joining them to the House?
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and welcome, ladies, to the Iowa House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Monday, April 19th at 1 p.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it, appear to have it, and the House is recessed, adjourned until Monday at 1.